And the putting up of magnificent churches, basilican churches based on a Roman building, putting on Christian festivals packed in the crowds. And the way to make Christianity a majority religion was to pour out that patronage to attract crowds with public festivals, with magnificent buildings. And this is what Constantine and his Christian successors made possible. And it causes the slow and steady rewriting of the sacred landscape of Asia Minor. Archaeology has provided some rather remarkable instances whereby cities were physically recast as Christian cities, starting in the mid-4th century and going on still in the reign of the great Emperor Justinian, who reigned from 527 to 565. And in my opinion, it's only probably in the mid-6th century AD where Asia Minor really does present the image of a Christian land. In some instances, great pagan shrines were simply torn down and left as monuments to the victory of the new faith. The Artemisium at Ephesus suffered that probably around 400 AD. The shrine was demolished. Today, there's only one column standing. It was left as a reminder that the new faith had won. Far many more temples instead were converted into churches. And if you think about it for a minute, if you have a city of 25,000 strong and you've got 35, 40 temples, it's pretty expensive to tear down every temple and then replace it with a church. So Christians very cleverly learned how to recycle the earlier buildings. There are a number of examples of this. One of the most spectacular comes from a city in southeastern Turkey known as Diocesarea, and it had a magnificent Corinthian-style temple to the god Zeus, who's a form of the weather god. And what they did with the temple is they reoriented it on a east-west axis, as most Christian churches are. The west end is the entrance. They built a narthex, an entry hall. They moved the columns to elongate the temple. And at the east end of the former temple, they built an apse. They also built walls outside the colonnade. So what the columns did was act as the partition between the two aisles in the nave. And there's at least a half a dozen good examples of this feature in Turkey today. So what happens is the temple, in effect, disappears within the church. You still have the sacred building, but the sacred building is now a Christian church. It's somewhat reoriented. And so pagans coming to that place of worship would find that the worship had moved from the outside to the inside, the temple had disappeared within the church, and it was a very effective means in converting a city over to a Christian church, to a Christian city. There are some remarkable cases of building small country churches in Asia Minor in the late 4th, 5th, and 6th century. These are usually located at prominent points in the landscape, a sacred mountain, a spring. One of my favorites is a little church, two churches actually, a complex built at the end of the 5th century in the Alahan. It's up in this rugged countryside, and it's positioned at a spring where shepherds and herders would come. Probably there was a pagan cult there. Now it is rechristened, and so as pagans come in, they learn about Christianity. In the course of three, four generations, eventually Christianity seeps out into the countryside. And you see there's another church in that same general vicinity in Cappadocia, the Red Church, Kızıl Kilise, that's still standing today in the middle of a wheat field, usually surrounded by poppies in the springtime. It's a beautiful little country church, probably serving the same function. It was put up by a local patron, again, to serve the rural community. And it's dotting the landscape with those country churches and building the major basilican churches in the cities that slowly shifts the landscape over to a Christian one. Just to give you perhaps one of the most remarkable examples of this, there's a site in southeastern Turkey, Kanitelius is its ancient name, and it's later renamed Neapolis, New City. It's a huge chasm, which was seen as, it looks like, you know, the god Zeus just pulled out a chunk of the land. It was a sacred spot. There was apparently an oracle there. And it was a place of pagan worship. The sanctuary developed into a city in the Roman age, and pagans constantly went there to worship. Well, in the 5th century AD, probably in the reign of the Emperor Theodosius II, the city was rebuilt, a Christian city, renamed New City, Neapolis, Naples in Italy is Neapolis. And in order to deal with this pagan sanctuary, they ringed it with churches. So when you go there today, at any entrance into the chasm, you run into an early Byzantine church. I mean, there's three of them at prominent points. And so that they couldn't remove the chasm and they couldn't fill it up, but they Christianized it by surrounding it with Christian churches. And you get a sense that the demons were kept down there. And the pagans coming in were now being packed into the churches. And it's really quite a remarkable site, which is seldom visited.